Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Side Note. We have not spoke all week, so I feel like I'm going to catch up with you while catching up with the listeners. I feel like I keep saying this every week, but your little picture and your Snapchats of you like skating in the rain was the cutest fucking thing.
That was so much fun. And honestly, like, it was drizzling a little bit when we were skating, but then like it fucking poured rain. Like it was like I either take my glasses off and I can't see for real, or I keep them on and I just like can't see because of all the drops. It was fun. It was so much fun. I would literally do that again.
Get some little windshield wipers on your glasses.
I think they have those.
No. And
they have to. I'm gonna look on Amazon.
I like saw it, and yesterday wasn't a bad day at work. It was just like one of those days where it was just like I didn't feel like working. And I saw your post and it legit made me smile so hard. I was like, that looks so fun.
It was a lot of fun.
I mean, I can't skate for shit, so I probably would die. But
it wasn't great.
Bitch, you can skate. I've seen your videos. You can skate.
Well, that's very kind of you to say.
You've been killing it. I did want to update our listeners. I did make the TikTok pasta.
Oh, did you?
Well, I made it with... I could not find a block of fucking feta. Let me just let everyone know. It's not easy to find a block of feta around here in the MD. That's don't know why. So... I wanted to just fucking make it, so I made it with mozzarella, but they tell you to make it with cream cheese if you're doing mozzarella, because mozzarella can get hard easy. So I did. 10 out of a 10 experience.
Ooh.
Jake, I made it, and he came out after it was done, and it was like, I added spinach in mine too, and he was like, that smells good. And I was like, yeah. He's like, is that pasta you were talking about? I was like, yeah. And he walks back in his room, in his little game room. And then I had, like, made a bowl, put it away, sat down to watch whatever the fuck I was watching at the time. Law and Order. By the way, I restarted Law and Order SVU from the beginning, and there's, like, 22 seasons. I'm in my zone, so I'm going to be thinking everyone's a serial killer even more than I already do.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes back out, and he's like, can I get some of that pasta? Because he's on that, like, meat, he's on that meat diet, so I guess I was really just making it for myself. And I was like, of course. And then I hear him go in the game room and he's playing the game and he's like, yo, my wife made this like cheesy pasta. It's fucking good. And I was like, yo, that's like the biggest compliment. When I hear him talking to his friends, like he doesn't know I can hear him and he's talking shit of like, that's just good. So I was like
yes, it is.
I did that shit. But it was good. Like 10 out of 10. It
was good. You don't want to try it. Also, update, they do have wipers for your glasses. They're like clip-ons. Not on Amazon. I couldn't really find it on Amazon, but it is a thing.
That's kind of cool. I'm not going to lie. I kind of want to order
it for Jake. It's pretty dope. It's like a little funny gift.
Maybe I'll order them for him as like a fun thing. I also wanted to talk about, I need to stop saying I also. I feel like I say that too much, but.
I also.
Were you there? I put on the story yesterday, like, are you a beer drinker? Because I was just curious. And I was really pleasantly surprised that, like, a lot of our people posted that they were, but there were some that don't. And what made me think of it is, you know, obviously the world's closed. But when it's kind of open again. But when it does get opened, I personally like going to breweries. But I know a lot of people have been posting videos or TikToks like when the bars open again, and it's like,
oh, I hate bars.
Singing in the bars or going to the clubs. And I personally just keep thinking of like the only time I want to be around people in like that type of an environment is if I'm going to a concert. Like I don't want to be around people unless I'm in a concert. Like when I'm at a concert, I'm like, fuck yeah, like let's push each other, let's be around each other, let's get in a mosh pit, like let's do it. But if I'm anywhere else, like give me a brewery over a bar any day.
Yeah, I agree. I've always been like that for like the longest, because it's just not my scene anymore. Like I don't like liquor. I just don't like the vibe. The vibe of a brewery is so much more chillax. And now that I'm old as fuck now, I'm more of a chillax kind of girl if I do go out. I mean, I do prefer being at home, but if I'm feeling wild, I do go to a brewery.
Oh, can we? I will say one, I'll never forget when we all went out for girls' night, me, you, Courtney, and Jessica.
Oh, the PB or PB. Oh my God. PBR?
Yeah, and y'all were litty titties with your fucking vodka and cranberry juices, and I was like,
That
we're.
was in my prime.
That was your prime. You, I did not know what was going to happen, and that was the night Courtney broke my foot. I still swear by
What?
that.
What are you talking about?
That was the night we had to carry Courtney in the house. And well, first of all, you were supposed to give me directions to get to Stephanie's house. And I'm like, Ashley, do I go this way? And you're like, hey, boob.
Okay, well, that's
Hey, boob.
not whose fault is that? Whose fault is listening to somebody who is drunk saying they're going to give you directions?
Because I'm your one, your car didn't have a GPS, so that's not my fault. And I trusted you. I should have learned by now not to do
Not
that.
one. You don't listen to a drunk person.
Right. You're like, hey, boob. And I'm like, get off the fucking phone with Kevin. I need your help. And then we had to carry her in because
I don't
I
remember
think
that.
John, I think, was like, I'm not talking to her. And we were carrying her in and she was dead weight. And we dropped her. I mean, I guess she's okay. She survived. And when we did, I like dropped her on my foot, and I'm pretty sure she broke my toes. Like, I
Why
was.
don't I remember that? That's so funny.
Because I'm pretty sure the reason we dropped her is because you were drunk and you were not helping either. Like, I was just like a lone wolf here. I was like, I'm just surviving the night.
Well, you did great.
I
We're all
survived. I made
here.
it. We did. We all made it. We made it through. So, I really do want to go to a, like, when you're home and we go to Boston, we should definitely, like, go to a brewery. Just, that was.
Well, hell yeah, like a little local one.
When, after the podcast, we need to talk about that trip more, too. But this week, I posted a little teaser on the podcast story. No one responded. Because I don't think they got what I was talking about, but I had my chem playing in the background because we've kind of talked about before on the podcast of we started this because we always would joke around about stuff that we talked about would be on the podcast, but we've never really talked about prior to that that we were really going to make this a
This
my chem.
essentially, yeah, it was just going to be all about my Kevin and just music.
Yeah, well, really just my chem because we're fucking stalkers. Like that was solely, I don't even know where we should start with this because it was really going to be about My Chem. Like, and if for anyone who doesn't know, that's My Chemical Romance.
If they don't know what that is, then I don't know what to tell you. Like, that's embarrassing.
Get the fuck out. Like, turn
Get
the
out.
podcast off. So, Ashley and I both love My Chemical Romance. I don't even, do you even remember how we started listening? I remember the first video I
Can
ever
I
saw of
just like
them.
I honestly do remember the very first time I listened to them. We were at Dana's house for her birthday. And do you remember her house that on the water?
Yeah, yes.
I mean, if I listened to it prior to that, I don't remember. I just like this memory is just so vivid. We were in her house for her little sleepover and somebody started playing it 'cause you
Was
remember
that girl
how
Ariel? What was her name? It wasn't
Ari.
Ariel. Ari,
And
yes.
I don't know who put it on, but you remember how like the Comcast, like DirecTV, you can like play music videos. Somebody put that on, and I remember that shit was fire. I'm like, yo, and I just remember sitting. I was in the kitchen. I was like, yo, this shit's dope.
Yeah.
Totally
And
remember that.
I remember I'm Not Okay being the first video. And this is such a stalker life. I remember seeing Frank and I was like, I'm gonna marry him. Like, I thought it. Like, my young ass self. And at that point, we were like, what? Like 13. Yeah,
We are some
13.
young ass
Because
folks.
this is why I remember it so vividly. I was like, I'm gonna marry him. And I thought it. And because I put him on my fucking 14th birthday cake.
Oh, I
Like,
love
I
that.
thought this with my soul. I was like, I'm gonna marry that
Yo,
man.
your mom was a real
And
MVP. Like, she got down with getting that cake for you.
she, yeah, she was just like, dress the fuck, however you want. Because then we would do our makeup like Gerard and Frank with every fiber of our being. We would be like, we're going to fucking do this.
It's so crazy because like I worked so hard on those eye looks and it doesn't look like it at all. Like it really honestly looked like it was just on the top lid. I remember I had black eyeshadow and I just put it on the top and then I like smeared it around the bottom with eyeliner, which I could have just used the eyeshadow, but I decided to use eyeliner and then I just tried to rub it together. It was awful.
Yeah. So I guess to circle back around. So My Chemical Romance is a band, clearly, if you didn't get that, of five dudes, really four, because like they've went through some drummers. So, I mean, we like Bob, but that's, you know, so it's Gerard.
Wait, do we like Bob?
We do like Bob. Well, I don't know. We did find out recently that Bob was saying some shady shit, but like we liked Bob at the time. So of five dudes, four really of the main, which is Gerard Way, Mikey Way, Ray Toro, if that really is his name, and Franklin Oreo, aka Liero. So they created a band in 2001, right after 9/11, where it was really like Gerard created this band and was kind of like, hey, like I actually, funny story, Gerard was a comic book,
which is dope as fuck.
Right, like he drew comic books for Cartoon Network
and it's like, and I feel like that's a hard job to get.
Yeah, that's
what, or I don't know, I mean I don't know like this how you apply for that, but I just feel like it would be difficult.
And he was on a ferry to his job because they're from Jersey. They're from fucking Jersey. They like to talk about that a lot, Frank specifically, all the time. They're like, we're from Jersey. But anyways, he was on a ferry going to work in New York and he saw the trade centers going down. And kind of after that, mind you, Gerard's also like has a lot of issues like with addiction and stuff. And he was like, I'm not doing anything like good with my life that is meaningful to me. So he like just called up everyone and was like, let's fucking make a band, which also dope. Like that you have friends that you're like, hey, let's fucking get in a band. And with that, they became like super fucking successful. Like,
I don't even have enough friends to form a band like that.
I don't have talent to form a band, but
you don't really need talent nowadays. Like, it's all about computer.
True, but they have talent. They do have talent. But so they created this band and like they became huge. Like, if in 2004, the band became together really and had their first album in 2002, but which was, go ahead, because I know it's your favorite album.
Wait, what? Sorry, I really wasn't paying attention to that now.
I know you weren't. For two, they became a band and then they dropped an album in 2002, which was, it's your favorite album. That's why I was going to say it.
Oh my God, I don't remember. I Brought You My Bullets. I just call it Bullets. Like, I call it Bullets all the time. Like, I actually don't know the name of it. It's like, I Brought You My Bullets and You Brought Me Something.
No, it's You Brought Me Your Bullets. They create that album and went on tour.
I literally call it Bullets all the time that I didn't even really think about, like, what the whole thing is called. That's a really good album. Like, seriously, so good. Like, you can really hear it.
So they created that album, went on tour, and during that time they ended up getting a record deal and creating another album partially while they were on tour, and then actually going, which was my favorite, which is Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge. And they actually, this is ruining our whole ranking albums, but we can still do that. And that actually was what kind of propelled them into, people really started paying attention to them. They were on Warped Tour. They did covers with The Used. They really, like, people were paying attention to them to it. And in 2004, like, you couldn't go anywhere without hearing about them, which then they created their album, which I think most people know them for, which is The Black Parade. I'm pretty sure, like, most
people, I think it's just that song.
Yeah, well, it's because that iconic
thing. Yeah, like, no, they did it there. Like, that was it. That was it. You know what's funny, like, going back to the Three Cheers, I just, every single time I listen to I'm Not Okay, do you remember in the making of that video. So, to let everybody know, if you haven't seen the video, they're at this high school and they're in a library of the high school and they're all just sitting around. And the one part of the song where he's like, I'm not okay. So, in that video, it's this quiet ass library. And obviously, making the video, they didn't have the music playing, I don't think. And it's just Gerard screaming, I'm not okay in this silent room. And I just think, I don't know why I find that so humorous. It's so funny.
I mean, talking about that video, I think the funniest part is when they tackle the like that part makes me laugh so hard, like the mascot when they tackle him,
And he's just
and then
like, if I
Mikey
get a
just kicks
concussion, I
him.
get a concussion. It's whatever.
And circling back, so after Black Parade, and that was in 2006, they kind of did a little bit of a hiatus, but not really, and didn't release another album to 2010, which was The Fabulous Lives of the Killjoys and Danger Days. It was a long ass fucking title. I'm pretty sure everyone just calls that Danger Days, but
Danger days, yeah, for
eh.
days, yep. Bullets. I just like to abbreviate things like bullets.
I think everyone abbreviates all of their albums, which they changed. They stripped down everything. It was like they were gritty. They had more of a like a popish sound, and everyone was kind of like, whoa, this is a whole different band, kind of.
and that's what makes me
And
so mad. Like people, like when bands change their sound, they're like, oh, it's nothing like their old stuff. Well, no, duh. Like, I feel like the whole point of a band is to evolve. Like I got so mad when people were talking shit.
well, I feel like we talk shit a little bit. Like we were kind of like, oh, what is this?
Well,
Like
because it's
in a
different,
way.
but like talking, I don't know. I don't remember ever talking shit. Like, why? I never talk shit about a band and their sound if they've evolved.
Yeah.
I mean, unless I don't
So
like the
then
band, then I'll talk shit.
talk shit, get hit. So then sadly in 2012 they broke up. And it was hard. This was hard for a lot of, of us emo kids, because they had songs for all of us. And at that point in time, everyone was like, wait, Danger Days did really well. People really received it. They were still touring. Everyone really liked them. But they broke up. And then, end of 2019.
Well, talk
Well,
about Frank,
let me circle back.
how he
What
found out.
do I don't want to talk about that. That makes me,
When
you talk about that. That makes me
I'm
sad.
probably gonna butcher it with it. Like, you're so much better at explaining things than I am. That was just a dark day for him. Was it an email?
Yeah, it was in an email.
So
It
basically,
was in an email.
Frank found out that My Chemical Romance was no longer a band anymore via email. Per my last email.
Yeah, that was a dark day, dark days. So I feel like we're giving a whole oral history of My Chem. So then, lo and behold, they did a 10th anniversary in 2016 edition of the Black Parade. All fans, so this is 2016. They broke up in 2012. All of the fans are like, oh shit, this is our moment. They're getting back together. We're here. We're ready.
Psych.
And it was the biggest fake out. Like, it was trending. Everyone lost their minds. We were the it was I think I called you. I think I called you. I was like, My Chem posted something. Like, I was so excited to then be
So petty.
so disappointed. And don't get me wrong, the it was like a 10th anniversary edition that had like the previous demos that they were making for the songs and stuff. And I listened to those demos too. Like, I really fuck with those demos. But it was very upsetting and disappointing for all of us fans.
Please.
So then 2019 rolls around and suddenly My Chem posts something and it's just a fucking picture. And everyone's like, what the fuck is this? Don't fucking tell us. It's like, and everyone's like, is this the anniversary of another album? Is this the 20-year anniversary? Like, what is going on? Like, what's happening? And they announce they're doing a comeback show in December of 2019. So I'm calling Ashley, like, bitch, I gotta come to California. We gotta get tickets. Like, what's going on? Like, We don't get tickets because they sell out quick as fuck. Quick as fuck. And then they say, January, we're announcing something. And I'm like, bitch, it's going to be a tour. It's going to be a tour. It's going to be a tour. And they announce with a 10-minute video because they're very dramatic.
I loved that video. They had, like, the video was so well thought out. There was little
nods.
Yeah, of, like, all the albums that were, that they made, all different songs. Like, it was so good. Like, and there wasn't any talking. It was just, like, a video. It was so good.
Yeah. They did so much. And they did, like, little, like, it sounded like a good sound where I think there's an album to announce that they're doing a tour for 2020. And I got tickets. Oh, I sat in a fucking
hell
work meeting.
Yeah, I got tickets. Where was I when I even got those tickets? I was at home. No, I was at home because mine's in a festival and I think they still have tickets.
You know, I was at work and I literally was in a work meeting and I looked everyone in the soul and was like, I don't care if you see that I'm on my computer right now and getting work tickets. I had my computer, my phone, and my work phone set up because I was trying to get them. And let me tell you what happened. Let me tell you what happened because I want all of our listeners to understand the pain that happened. I had front row pit seat tickets. I was checking out and Ticketmaster crashed and kicked me out. I almost cried in the middle. I was like, I'm at work and I'm about to cry.
I would have straight up cried.
Legit. But I was determined because I was like, I'm getting back in there. I'm going to get back in. And I got back in and I have seat tickets. I have seat tickets. So I'm ready. It's supposed to take place in September this year. I don't know if COVID's going to fuck that up. But at this point, I'm okay with as long as I see them.
Fuck yeah.
It is what it is. That was our little oral report on My Chemical Romance. But we were going to start this to just be talking about My Chem. Like, I was going to talk about Frank and everything he's done because Frank also went on to continue doing music after this. So that was kind of our little prelude into what else we're going to talk about, which I think we should talk about more of that. But we should take a quick break and then we'll come back to give you more about My Chemical Romance for those who don't know. Hey guys, I wanted to take a quick break to talk to you about Anchor. Anchor is a free podcasting tool that you can create your own podcast and edit it right from your phone or computer. Anchor can distribute your podcast for you on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. You can make money on your podcast with minimal listenership from that. Everything you need is in this app to create your podcast. Ashley and I personally have been using this to learn about how to use breaks and trim and edit and create side notes. If you want to create your own podcast or if you want to learn about how to create your own podcast, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back. So now we're going to get into a little bit more detail about the individuals of the band. Starting with Gerard Way, or Jesus, as the internet likes to call him, G. So they just call him G, like baby G.
I hate that.
G. Look at G. I don't know. They spell it G-E-E. Like they don't just say G.
I was about to say that. That's what drives me crazy. I wish it was just like G, like with a G.
I think, I don't know. Fine. It gives it a little twist, like G.
G-Man.
So, G-Man. And so in 2004, they did a behind-the-scenes documentary about them. It was just, like, them traveling around and, you know, just their everyday life. And it was called Life on the Murder Scene, or Lotmas. Were we the only ones that called it that, or, like, was that a thing?
No, I think we were the only ones that called it because Jessica couldn't. We were playing it on her DVD player, and she was like, "What's Lotmas?" And I was like, "Life on the Murder Scene."
Oh,
And
that's
so then
true.
it just
And
became
I
a
just
running,
remember,
it came a running
like, that's
joke.
just always what I've called it. I've always called it Lotmas. So anyway, good old Jessica. So in the documentary, it was really cool. So Gerard is very into comics. He's an awesome drawer. Like, he just knows how to draw really well. And in the documentary, there's a picture of him drawing. I don't know who it was. It was like a cartoon character. Do you remember who it was that he was drawing?
He changed the name,
But
but
anyway, it was.
I don't want to give it up. When you say the next part, it'll make more sense. He was drawing a character that had a ape body, but on a man's head. And then proceed.
Yeah, so I don't know his name, but anyway, and then he's talking about a show that he wanted to make, or a comic book. That's right. It was a comic book that he wanted to do. And then what was it, last year, a couple years ago, then they came out with the Umbrella Academy, with Gerard Way being the producer of
Producer.
it. And it's so dope, because if you go back to that scene of him drawing that character, it's the character that's in the Umbrella Academy. So, like, you literally see him starting from the very bottom of the show, like, starting in, like, in this little thought process that he was doing. I just thought that shit was so cool. Like, just going back and be like, oh my God, that was it.
I'm looking up his name because I keep thinking of Klaus, and he wasn't drawing Klaus. Klaus is just my favorite in Umbrella Academy. So I have to remember. Is it Lu it's
I've
not
never, I've
Lucas. That's not
honestly,
his
this is
name.
awful. I've only seen a couple
Luther.
episodes.
It's Luther. Oh my God, it's so good. It's Luther. He was drawing Luther's
It's not that
character.
it's
And
not
oh,
good.
it's
It's
so
just like,
good.
if it's
It's not
not
comedy.
funny, I can't keep tension. I can't.
But it has funny moments in it. Like I don't know. I love it. It's so good, but I felt like I was pissed when people were like, "Yeah, some dude Gerard Way is
Oh
makes it and from some band." And I was like, "Some band?"
First off, how dare you?
Right. I was like, "Put some respect on his name."
I'm
Calm down. Calm
awful.
down.
I am so awful at explaining things. Like, I'm only good at a handful of stuff, and explaining things really isn't my thing.
I think you did
No, I
well.
just come to realize that I'm really bad at explaining things.
I think you explained it well because you knew exactly what it was. He was making the comic then. But no, so Gerard Arthur
Gerard
Way,
Arthur Way. Oh,
our man's.
yep. And then his brother,
Go
Mikey
ahead.
Way. So let me just, like, rewind a little bit. When they first came out, I really did sleep on Mikey. And I think of what it was his glasses over the hair. Like, so he had the typical, like, emo haircut. He actually has a Karen haircut back in the day. It was like long in the front, and then it was like short in the back. So he had like that stupid little flop. But my boy straight up would like straighten it, and I swear he put gel in it. And then he would put his glasses over his hair. And oh my God, I hated it so much. Like, I don't know why it bothered me to the core. I just hated it. But now that he has his haircut, it just looks so much better. Like,
Even
I hated the
before,
hair.
like
I liked the hair, but not how he wore his glasses. I hated it so much.
I think Black Parade days, he got
Oh
LASIK
yeah,
and then he cut his
yeah. No,
hair.
yeah, that's what it was. I think it was just, like I said, it was the glasses thing.
Revenge days was a little rough for him. It was just a little rough. He just was figuring
I mean,
himself
I
out.
respect that, because I also still a little bit rough. So, like, who am I to judge somebody on their appearance? But
He was figuring it out.
he
He just
figured it
didn't
out,
know
though.
yet.
He's there. He figured it out.
He did. He has a whole thing going for him now with his little LA hats and shit.
LA. He's so LA.
He also has comic
He
books.
does, and I have one.
Oh, you have
Collapser.
which one? Yeah, the Collapser.
Which,
But he has comic books with his band too, like the Electric City band that he has. He has comic
I
books.
wanted to get that one because it him and Gerard are like legit characters in it, right?
I think
What is that
well,
one?
I don't know. So he has Electric City, and then they actually he made
When I think of
Gerard
Electric City, I
made
think
the
of The
Fabulous.
Office. Sorry.
Yeah, well, yeah. Gerard made the Fabulous Killjoys comics from Danger Days. So now they have comics that are based off of, which I think was rude of Gerard that he didn't include like Ray and fucking Frank's characters from the Fabulous Killjoys, but whatever. Whatever, Gerard. But like, I think that has their characters in it. So I don't know if the Electric City comic books does or that. Basically, they're out here just making a
And which I
shit ton of
think it's
comic
so
books.
cool. Like, I'm gonna get one.
Yeah.
Let me
Talent.
see.
That's super fucking talented.
Let's see.
And while you look up what comic books
Yeah,
has
I'm
here in
trying
a
to see
minute, I'll circle over to our man, the myth, the legend, Ray
Nobody
Toro,
knows anything about him.
who no one knows anything about Ray Toro. So Ray is their lead guitarist and he's a fucking genius, but like he's so private. Like no one knows much about his life. He might have two kids. He might only have one kid. He is married, but he's also a producer. He made an album after the band split up. He also has produced Ray's out Ray. He produced Mikey's newest album that's coming out. He helped produce a song that's on the Umbrella Academy, two songs that are on the Umbrella Academy soundtrack with Gerard. And Ray's just like a private dude. Like he's just living his best life, like making music, being a producer, just minding his business. I think he lives in Jersey. No one really knows. So Ray, we don't have a lot of tidbits to give you some background on because he's just under the grid. And then we get to man, my man, Mr. Frank. Frank was distraught about how the band ended. Clearly, that was his band. That was his favorite band. To circle back, Frank was in multiple bands, and my chem, Frank was in his own band called Pensy Prep. And he was so into my chem, he started like promoting my chem and then became a part of my chem. So he's like about them. Like that's his band. But when my chem, disbanded or whatever, he started making his own solo music. And he's made multiple bands. He had Death Spells while he was in my chem. He had a side project called Death Spells, which is more like a heavy screamo music. He had another band that got like, he made a song that basically said he was going to kill the president. So they kind of like canceled that and he never made that band again. I forgot what they were called. That was a rough time for him. And then he had made projects where it's actually called Frank Iero. So what he does with his bands that are Frank Iero, he started with Frank Iero and the Celebration. And in it, it's his brother-in-law, and then he switches out the bassist, the drummer, and like other people in it. So they created a album which is really good, which is Parachutes. And then he did Frank Iero and what is the second one? Frank Iero and the Celebration. The last one was Frank Iero and the Future Violence, which is my favorite one. Like that is my favorite album and favorite track of him. And he just keeps kind of shifting who's in the band with him and making music. Like he just makes music with different people kind of collabing in different styles. So he kind of just kept doing the whole music thing. And for years, like the whole year leading up to 2 years leading up to my chem getting back together, people would ask him, like, is my chem ever going to get back together? And he'd be like, nah, we're not getting back together, but blah, blah, blah. Joe
Oh, that was the
Jonas,
best.
my poor man, Joe Jonas from the Jonas Brothers, if you don't know, accidentally said that, hey, I heard my chem was getting back together. They weren't in New York when that happened. Like, it was someone else, must have been. But then Frank was mean and made fun of Joe Jonas's eyebrows and said, like, a
Like,
video about it.
yeah, I just heard the Ramones doing things.
Getting back
Yeah.
together.
Honestly, though, that was a really like good cover up. Like, I don't know, I thought it was really funny.
It was, but Frank said he was like, we weren't in New York then. Like, we weren't practicing there. So he doesn't know how, like, Joe heard that, like, or heard them because they weren't there.
Word on the street, I guess. I don't know.
But basically, that is My Chemical Romance. So if you haven't ever listened to them, you definitely should. We are going to now rank their four albums from our favorite to our least favorite. I hate doing you know what's so favorite
funny? Because, like talking shit all. About like, oh my god, I love it when bands change their sound, but like I think Ginger Days was like my least favorite.
I was gonna say, go ahead, rank it. Do you want to do your least favorite, favorite. Your favorite or your favorite?
Like we'll just like start out with a bad and then end with a good. So Danger Days, and it's not that I hate it. I don't hate it. I still listen to it. Like, I have it on my playlist. It's just, like, not the one I gravitate to. Oh, God, this one's going to be really hard because...
I feel like ours is going to be so opposite. I already feel like ours is going to be opposite.
I don't know. Like, I can't...
You gotta.
So honestly, it's a really, it's a tie. So I'm gonna say the album, but it's honestly, I can't put it in a particular order. So, well, I'll start with my favorite. I'd like Bullets the best, just because I love that rough sound that they have. You know, it's just so, I don't want to say pure because that sounds weird, but like, it just sounds, yes. Uncut. That's like a perfect way to put it. So I think that's why I really like it. And the lyrics are just so dark. And that's what I really, really like. So for sure, Bullets. I do like the Black Parade. So, okay. So favorite, Bullets, Black Parade, Three Cheers, and then Danger Days.
Fair. So my favorite is Revenge. I've always loved Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge. Something about that album like just gives me like the teen angst. Cemetery Drive on that album has always been my favorite fucking song. Something about that, and it's so like people don't talk about that song enough, like just that song, and like I'm Not Okay can come on and I'm gonna be screaming that shit at the top of my lungs, or Ghost of You, like just,
the lyrics so of Lost in a Coma and Covered in Cake is probably one of my favorites. I like that, like Covered in Cake, that's so funny.
So that's my favorite. My second is gonna be Black Parade. And one, this is a song I feel like, again, people don't talk about. Now, they did make a music video for this, but people don't
Dude,
talk about
that is
I don't
my
love
shit.
You.
Like, that hits that, a different way. Like, I feel it for no reason. Like, I could feel it. I'm like, I don't that's love what I was, you.
That was what I was about to say. I could be in the happiest fucking mood, and that song comes on, and I'm still going to be like I did yesterday.
I try to say it like this.
And like I'm in a music video
like yesterday.
Yesterday. Dude, yeah, I agree. Yeah, like so come on. And like The Sharpest Knives, like, or The Sharpest Knives, like I feel like that's one of the big ones too that people like just don't. And then this one got a music video and people did love it too.
Oh,
but Famous
yeah.
Last Words.
Oh, that hits, the, yeah, hits the every single bridge. Time. I don't really know the but that near the end of it, I think it's called The Bridge, right? I don't know, but those lyrics hit.
Yeah. Oh, and Disenchanted.
Yo,
fucking Black Parade.
Bitch, that one's Disenchanted. Bomb as fuck. But when I get to see them live, as soon as I hear Mama, like that's, I want to see that live so fucking bad. Like,
yeah. If they do Mama, I might cry because I just like, I like when he's like, Mama,
oh,
Leo,
that song is
go to
so
hell.
Hype.
It's hits. So then this is where we are going to differ. And you're going to be, honestly, if you would ask me a few years back, it would have been Bullets for my third. But now it's Danger Days. Something about, like, for one, Summertime hits me every time. Like, the pureness of, like, the guitar, the do 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 do. Gets me. Summertime is one of my things. What is it?
Oh, yeah,
go.
That was almost
makes me want to just. I want to.
Oh, wait.
That was supposed to. We were supposed to dance. We were supposed to dance to that. We fucked up. We forgot. We got drunk and didn't play any My Chem. It's fine. That like makes me want to dance around, fucking. And you know what song I'm about to say? The Kids from Yesterday. That song, I love it so much. And they are gonna play it when we see them. So that at the end, when they have that bass solo, I can scream, Mikey, 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 with everyone. Like that song is great. Now, to be fair though, I would say, like you said, it would be equal for me. I don't have one over the other. Bullets also is just like, honey, this mirror isn't big enough. Bullets has the like nostalgia feel. Like Bullets has such a like bangers for me too that I can't say that it's my least favorite. It's just like if I'm saying I'm listening to them, I'm gonna go in those orders. But like I'm never gonna go in my car and a song from Revenge comes on and I'm not
I
listening to
agree.
it. Like
That is
hands
true.
down. I'm actually, I take that back. There's never a time I'm in my car and a song from My Chem comes on and I'm not listening to it. The other day I was coming home from work because I had to go in the office and fucking Helena came on and I'm over here like,
I can't skip it. That's a song like I can't skip. Like that, so if you're in my car, like you can't skip it. Like that's just not a thing.
right, like don't touch it. Jake knows if he's driving my car, but we have my phone plugged in, he knows if you touch that steering wheel and skip My Chemical Romance, we're fighting. Like you
And
better
you're
pull the fuck
walking.
over. Because we fighting, because we listening to My Chem in this car. So yeah, I think those, if you're going to listen to an album, I think if you're hands down going to listen to an album that captures the essence of My Chem,
I would say Black Parade. I would say Black
I'd say
Parade.
we're,
Because
yeah, you know what? Yeah, because that's when
the
you sound
all
like them.
famous ding, 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 ding. Like that. Oh, also side note to that, I can play the beginning of that on piano. Apparently.
Oh my God, yes, you can. That's so yeah, I would say that. And do you remember, before we get on to our next topic, do you remember when we bought the
Oh my
Black
God, we need
Parade
to, oh my God,
shirts at Hot Topic
oh my
before
God, we
we
need to let
knew what
everybody
it
know.
was?
Okay, so Javonda and I, we went to the mall every Friday because we just had to go. So we
What else
went
did
into
we
Hot
have to
Topic, and
do?
this was when Hot Topic was like, it's definitely not
Hot
how it was
Topic.
now. So anyway, we would go into Hot Topic, bob around, and then there was a shirt. It was just all black, and it said the Black Parade. And it was $8. I remember it was $8, and we got it because it was cheap. I remember this exactly, but we didn't know who it
And
was.
it didn't say My Chem on it. It didn't say anything. We were like, but that we legit, I think we said we were like, that sounds cool. Like it was just like, it sounds cool. It's $8. Not even a week later, My Chem announced they were premiering their new album and all like their new song, their new album, and it was
And I
fucking the
was
Black
so
Parade.
excited, and I was like, yo, we got this at a steal. Because now that shirt, Hot Topic shirts, I don't know how much they were nowadays, but like back then, I think it was 20. It was like $20 for a shirt. So we got
Yeah.
it. That was a steal.
And I remember I wore it when they debuted, and I remember they were in their marching band outfits walking down the strip for in New York City for the VMAs, and then they went in to do their set for it. And I was like, this is the best fucking thing ever. And Frank cut his hair because I
Oh
was a
yeah,
fucking
then and
stalker. I was like,
Mikey
he
and
cut his
Ray
fucking
had dark
hair.
hair. Like everybody's look was different.
Yeah, they dyed and Gerard had bleach
Baby.
blonde hair, everyone and short hair. And I remember that. But then my favorite part too is I don't know if everyone has a Sadie Hawkins dance. I don't even know the fucking purpose of Sadie Hawkins, but you match each other. Like you go in fucking
It's like a
plaid
sneaker
at our
thing,
school
right?
and
Because
match
it was
each
like
other.
cowboy boots
Yes.
and.
Yeah.
I mean, I think so. I don't know.
Yeah. It's. Whatever. We didn't, I don't know why we went, to be completely
I
honest, because that
never
was
went
not
to school
Ashley and I's
dances
jam.
ever.
But we went. I went to a few, but like we went and we wore our little plaids, but we wore our My Chem shirts underneath. And so we took our fucking plaid off and had our My
I was
Chem
just about
shirts.
to
I
say
could
we
have
have
used
that
that as
picture,
our
and that
like our
was it.
yeah.
That was the look.
That
So,
was it. So it was the most exciting thing to
and
have those
also going
shirts.
back, I remember everybody wanted to be Helena for Halloween. Everybody wanted to be
The
her so
fuck,
bad. Yo,
yes.
she
I
looks
wanted
the
her
same.
now.
Like, literally looks the same.
For real. Honestly, if we're open to the world again for COVID this
I
year, I
think you
might just be
should.
her. Like, fuck it. I at this point, I've been living out my like teenage self most of the time. It's my true self. I'm gonna fucking be Helena, and I can actually
Ooh,
do
that'll
my
look
makeup
real
well
cute.
now, decently. I should not talk shit. You guys heard it here first. If it doesn't look good, don't
Don't
fucking
tell
tell
me
me.
nothing.
I don't fucking care. So, what did you had a topic you wanted to talk about that kind of goes
It's
along with
not My
this?
Chemical Romance related, but it is music related. So the other day I was just listening to music and I wanted to talk about when bands do acoustic versions of their songs. I
Oh, yes.
love it so much. I don't know, I just love how like it's calm, even if okay, so one of my favorite ones is Whitechapel and it's Hickory Creek. Dude, those lyrics are just so fucking good. And like when it's like slowed down and he like has the tone of his voice is so different. It just like really honestly changes the whole energy. And I just really, really love it a lot. I think it's so good.
I agree. I'm a sucker. Like, and you know this. I personally, like, I love upbeat songs. I love all songs, but if there's someone who has like a sad song, deeper lyrics, or a slower
Yeah.
song, I gravitate towards that. Like, in a heartbeat, that's what I'm gonna go for. If you have someone's album and we'll go for Rihanna. She has songs that have like a slower stay, for example, is one of her songs that's like a more slower song. That is probably one of my favorite songs. I tend to gravitate towards someone's song that's like a slower tempo. I'm not gonna say I'm not a sad girl, but like overall, sometimes I'm fine, but I'm gonna sit here and listen to like all the sad, like slower songs. So when bands do acoustic sets, I fuck with it heavy because sometimes it just sounds so like it makes a song that's even deep to begin with, but you might not hear it in all the like
Exactly
chaos
like
of it
Whitechapel. Like,
even more. Like,
no, I was
no,
agreeing
go
like
ahead.
how Whitechapel, they're very like they're heavy, but this
Heavy.
acoustic and his voice, dude, fuck, it's so good. Like, oh, it's so good. Like, it just hits a different way.
Like one of my favorite songs, and this song's actually acoustic kind of to begin with. And well, you know, it's tattooed on me. Avenged Sevenfold, Seize the Day. They've done that like just straight acoustic, like without any of the back, and it sounds so fucking good. Like just so good. Like it's something about like a set where it's just like a I feel like it sounds more. You can hear how they probably created the song. 'Cause you know, most songs, to me at least, I think a lot of artists don't go into it like with all the production. A lot of the times they're going into it like, here's this song, and they're probably strumming on a guitar and figuring it out. So I feel like it gives you more of a like that personal connection to like, this is how you figured it out. Like, even like for My Chem, the one that we listen to every time we're together and we're drunk as if we've never fucking heard it
Oh my
before
God,
is that,
the radio.
yes, the
Dude,
rooftop
and that's
one.
another thing about the acoustics, like the emotion that they have singing, just like singing the song at like a steady tempo. It's just so different. Like you can literally see it in everybody, like in every one of the band, like the vibe is different. And I can't put into
Yeah.
words how like it's different, but it's so good. And that for sure is like my favorite.
You can connect. I feel like you connect with acoustic sets more. Like it's like a whole different. Even when I went before the world closed to see Silverstein, he did a few of his songs just acoustic. Well, the band did a few of their songs acoustic, and those were like my favorite ones that they did. Like I was just like, it's something about like that acoustic set. It
It
just
is.
it's a
And
good
then,
vibe
no, you're not wrong. Like
to me
the
at
vibe
least.
is, it's like mellow and it's like chill and you can just like rock to it and it's really good. But so I have three of my all-time favorites, which Whitechapel, Hickory Creek, for sure my favorite. I love his voice. Crown the Empire, Millennia, that one's a hit. Chia Dose, A Letter from Janelle. So I love
Ooh.
Craig Owen's voice. I am so obsessed with it. And then when he does like acoustics like that, you can really Like, and that's another thing too with acoustics. Like, you can really hear their voice a lot differently as compared to like them, you know, singing it upbeat or in whatever tempo that it's in, but like you can really hear their voice in a different way in acoustic.
Did you? Well, I don't. You don't listen to them as much of it, but State Champs actually just re-released their whole album in an acoustic
Did
set.
they? See, I would. It's not that I don't like State Champs. Like, I like them.
Yeah.
I just like I never like went out of my way to listen to them. You know what I mean? I don't
I really. Do you know who really likes them
know.
too? Dave. Dave and I like we put them on, and I'm like, "Fuck yeah, Dave! Like, let's listen to like State Champs." It makes my whole day. Like. It's just, it's something, it hits. It just
I
hits when you
heard,
hear
I
them, like the
actually didn't find
acoustic
out about
set.
State Champs until my
Or.
friend MJ, because she really, really likes them a lot. And that's how I found out about them.
I think I talked about it before on here, how I found out about them because I was an idiot.
What do you
Like that I saw them. I saw them as an opening act for A Day to Remember. A Day to Remember does some really cute as you said, but I saw them as an opening act for A Day to Remember, and I never got the name of who the opening act was. So I was like, oh, I really like them, but like I never found out who the name was. So then I was talking to Steve. I'm pretty sure I said it on the podcast before, this whole story. I was talking to Steve because Tyler Posey had posted like State Champs, and I have said this on the podcast before. I'm a big advocate of like if there's someone that you like I like Frank, I like Billy. If they post an artist that they like, I tend to try to listen to them. I feel like it helps me kind of broaden my like spectrum of artist. And he had posted like, oh, this is a band I really like, State Champs. So I was like, oh, let me listen to them. And I was like, oh, I really like them. And so I was talking to Steve one day, and I was saying like, oh, this band State Champs, Tyler, because he and I both watched Teen Wolf, and we were talking about it. I was like, he really has them. He's like, dude, didn't you go to the A Day to
Oh
Remember
my
show?
God,
They
that's
were
so
the
funny.
opening
I do
act.
remember that.
And I was like, wow, I'm embarrassed. I'm a fucking idiot. But that's another thing is I really do like finding people who send me music. Like I'm always down for people to send me music. Like I'm
Also,
so down
too,
for it.
shout out. So, Pat Rennie, he lives in Maryland. He's
Hell
like a
yeah.
local singer-songwriter, and he does covers, and he
Singer-songwriter.
does acoustics, and he did the one with Harry Styles, which was bomb as fuck because I love Harry Styles.
That was really good. We can actually post that on our I think we can repost that and it will show up on our story. That was really good too, and he does a lot of good ones. And I know he's an avid listener, so he'll
Yeah,
probably freak out when he hears this,
he is
and we're
really
glad
good.
you
He's on
will.
Spotify actually, because I listened to him before.
Yeah, thought so you guys should check him out. And I think it's really cool too, just like the acoustic sets make it dope. And he does a lot of covers and his own. He does a lot of covers, but he also does his own music that is phenomenal.
Yeah.
So definitely go check him out. We will. I was just trying to look through mine at like songs that I listen to that are
Take a look
acoustic, and
on
why the fuck I couldn't pull it up. But well, no, I ended up stopping because I just saw my
mine.
Bad Baby song, and
Yo,
I just like
I
just
really,
was.
so on my playlist, it's pretty much all of the same genre. But see, I just
See, mine's not.
It's not that I don't like other music. It's just like that's not what I like to listen to when I'm by myself. But it's so funny because all of it, like I have a couple like Avril Lavigne, like some Ariana Grande, but like for the most part, it's pretty much just like the same shit. And it's funny because like I do have that Bad Baby song on there. So like you're just like listening to, you know, it'll go from like Whitechapel and then it'll be like go bitch, go bitch, and go bestie. It's
Go
just so funny.
bestie. No.
Me, I don't
Like, bitch, alone. This is in C in my phone. It goes Cage the Elephant, Camila Cabello, Cardi B, Carolina Liar, Carrie Underwood, Cascada, The Chainsmokers, Charlie Adams, Charlie XCX, The Chicks, Childish Gambino, Chingy. And if y'all don't remember Chingy,
I
y'all
only know
fucking
that one
suck.
song from him, but
Fucking Chord Street. Cord Overstreet, Chris Brown, Christina Aguilera, Christina Perry.
Yo, they're coming out with a new album too.
Sierra.
How did I forget about them? Yo, they have that fucking bomb ass acoustic. What is it?
Hold on. Cobra Starship.
I never liked
Don't forget about them. Coheed and Cambria, Counting Crows, Crown the Empire, and Cute as a Wham for. That's just in C alone. Like, it goes so fucking random. Like, mine's never. Sean, when we were driving to the breweries one day, I always get self-conscious that people are going to be annoyed. Because I put my shit on the shuffle all the time. But mine really does shuffle through some random shit. Like, it'll be like Lil Wayne, Carrie Underwood, Taylor Swift, Luke Bryan, Whitechapel, back to Taylor Swift, To a Day to Remember. So I get self-conscious that, like, not everyone listens to everything. Like, they're not everyone just solely, like, I could be fine in my car going from being like Wheezy F Baby, the motherfucking Carter, to being like, so we're gonna be forever, to going to Backstreet. Like, I'm okay with that, but I'm like, not everyone does. And Sean's like, yo, we just flipped through so many songs. And I'm like, because I want to make sure everyone's comfortable, like, in the car ride. Like, I want to make sure everyone's comfortable, and I feel like no one's comfortable, because, like, I really do have, like, it. I don't feel like Apple Music does an algorithm. Like, it doesn't play, like, a whole bunch of hip-hop, and then a whole bunch, it really does shuffle your fucking shit. So mine is never, like, I have, how many songs do I have?
I don't even think I have that many. Let me see, how many do I have?
Take a wild guess at how many songs I have.
I don't know.
Just take a wild guess.
3,000? How do you find out? Like, how do you find that out, how many is in the playlist? Oh, I don't know.
Well, on Apple Music, it's how many songs I have down
there. I don't know. I don't think I have that much. I probably have, like, I don't know, like 100 or something. I don't know. Probably more.
It's probably offensive.
I'm pretty sure I have more. I just don't know how to count. But it's all the same. Like, the genre.
I feel like you listen. Well, no, because you also go from, like, being like, we'll be in your car and we'll be like, August Burns Red, to hello? Man, she just called.
I was trying to like, hello, I'm here.
Fucking Backstreet Boys, because bitch. No, I was trying to do the whole beginning part of the call, because every time I hear that for Backstreet Boys, I think of you. Okay. Like, that cannot come on in my car without me thinking of you. I'm glad for you. Or how offended you got when Ariana
and I
Grande
totally knew it. Before that was a thing, I'm like, there was our NSYNC lyrics, and I totally remember that because I had that album of No Strings Attached.
Okay, so last week I was drunk and forgot. I went on a tangent about how many books I've read, but I forgot to give you guys my book recommendation. So I know, what the fuck, slacking hardcore. This week I'm actually giving you guys a poetry book for mine. I don't know if everyone really reads poetry, and I haven't been big on poetry, and I think the reason I wasn't is I tend to read fast, and it's not on purpose. I just like to consume shit, but I've been trying to read more poetry and kind of get into it, so I actually got...
Yep.
Is there a plane going over your house? Whoa, that was loud as shit. Sorry, guys.
I didn't think it was that loud.
I could not focus.
Damn,
my bad.
That's crazy that you could hear it.
I could hear it. I was like, so I actually got the poetry book called Swimming Lessons by Lily Reinhart. She is in Riverdale. She plays Betty Cooper in Riverdale. Can't talk. And she had created and had a poetry book. And so I read it, and I really fell in love with the poems. And it was just kind of really relatable. They're kind of like, some are love poems, some are just poems about heartbreak, some are poems about, like, heartbreak for, like, losing someone you love, and not, like, romantic, like, family or just friends and things. And it was just something I really was into it and liked it a lot. So that's this week's, and I'll go ahead and post a story when we drop this drop this episode. I was about to say drop this album. Watch out for our album. We used to have a band.
Can we just talk about that really quick?
Yeah, hold on. But like, so I'll put it on there. But if you guys like poetry, it's definitely something you could look into. And yes, we could go ahead and talk about our fucking band
so
with Sam.
Back in the day, there is a band called, it's not, that was our band. What was the actual band called? Dying Fetus. That's what it was.
It was like Kill.
So there's a band called Dying Fetus. We were just like, yo, like we should totally make our own fucking band name. And then we came up with Killing Your Fetus, and it was somebody who was, I don't even.
It was Sam.
Yeah, but and then Sam, but everybody had, who was playing the tambourine? Like, somebody was playing the tambourine. Sam.
I think it was Sam, because I was playing
the
flute.
And then I probably wasn't doing anything, because I don't know how to fucking play an instrument.
I think we said you were going to play
guitar
because you were in guitar class.
So
you're going to play guitar.
And then, so we literally would draw this everywhere and we would write like KYF on everything, like Killing Your Fetus. Cause like that was our thing, like KYF.
Oh my God. We were so ridiculous. Like we really were about that life too. Oh my God. Didn't someone get offended?
I'm pretty sure
that was our
people
band
got
name?
Offended, but like whatever. This is our band, not their band.
I mean, I think you said that too. Oh my God. Well, lo and behold, our band did not work out. I stopped playing flute. I don't even think Sam ever played tambourine. No, she played
triangle. That's what it was,
she had
not
a triangle.
The tambourine.
It was
right.
Fucking triangle. It was a triangle. And, you know, Ashley stopped playing guitar. So we didn't really work out. I don't know
we
if
don't
the
need
fuck
a singer.
Was gonna sing, but like, we didn't work out. We didn't need a singer. We were just going to play instruments. We got y'all. So this week, instead of doing our guess that word, I thought we would do, since it was all about music, a song of the week, like where we would each suggest a song for everyone to listen to. And it can be an old song. I know you're about to say, I listen to the same things 100 times, whatever. It can just be a song that you've listened to a lot. A song you just heard.
So it's just a song that we listen to a lot?
Anything. It's just whatever song you want. It's your song of the
week. Okay, I'm going to think about this. You go first.
Anything. Hold on, because I'm actually just going to randomly shuffle songs on my
actually,
thing
there is
and
a song
hit play and see. Oh, cute. So, actually, no, I'm going to go with this. This week, I've been on
oh my God,
an
I need
MGK
to listen to him.
Kick.
Because he's going to be, and I need to know his lyrics.
Our fans are going to be like, bitch, you've been saying that for the last, like, three episodes. I'm going to just send you all
like
this shit.
Taylor.
Like, I'm just going to send it to you. Yeah, I'll just send you everything and be like, here, listen to it. Let me know how you feel. Like, it's fine. So I've been listening to, like, not only his newest album, like, I've just been listening to his raps and everything. Because I'm obsessed. But the song for this week I'm going to give is the song Kiss Kiss, which is off of his newest album, Tickets to My Downfall. I don't know why. It just, it like gives me that old school punk vibe. And so that's my song of the week is Kiss Kiss by MGK or Machine Gun Kelly or Colson Baker, whichever alias you want to go by.
I think my song of the week probably is Wallows. The song's called Talk Like That. And that's off their newer album, so for Wallows, they just came out with a new album not that long ago. And then Girlfriends, which is T Mills' band. Well, it's not like his band, but like T Mills like is in a band with his friend. And they both came out on October 23rd, which is the day we got married. So I thought that was cool that both of them came out on that day.
Yeah. Yo, that's Jake and I listen to some of the same music, but some we don't. But like Wallows is the one that we can always get in the car and be like, It's funny you picked Wallows because Wallows and MGK, his new album, are the two things that we can get in the car and we'll be like, all right, you want to listen to this? Like, we both will just be
The
like,
fucking
yes, let's listen to it.
rage.
Like, yeah. Our friend was driving behind us and we were listening to MGK and I was like singing at Jake. Like, so you know how like
Yeah.
you're like moving your hands, like singing at me
Right.
and you car dance together. Like, we car dance at each other, no matter how dangerous it may be. Sorry. So I was doing that and our friend called us and he's like, are you yelling at my boy? And I was like, I'm singing to him. And I was like, I guess I can't fucking sing to you, Jake. But I was like, Jake, car dance with me. Like, let's fucking car dance. I was like, if Ashley was
Always.
here, she'd car dance. We stay car dancing. Like, that's a true fact. Y'all car dance. Cause that's like a serious. If you don't car dance, I think you're
I think
sus.
that word is sus. Like, it's just so, it's so funny. Hella sus. Sus it.
I mean, you are the one. You should get royalties on short worded
Oh,
words
I
because
mean,
you
I still
started
do.
that shit.
But sus is funny. Like,
Right, so you
sus.
should
That's
get
hella
royalties on it.
sus.
My niece says it. She plays some whatever game and she's like, that's sus. And I was like, do you even know what that means, child? And she's like, I do. I was like, I don't think you do, but okay.
Funny.
But she did, so whatever. All right, so we gave you guys Song of the Week. We will post in the description and in the comment box the Song of the Week, our book recommendations. Make sure you check out Pat Rennie.
If
Check
you
out
haven't
Magical
already, like, that's kind of
Romance.
embarrassing on
You
you.
know. I mean, it is, but you know, some people just need to get educated
True.
on good things. So true.
That's true. I'm the last one because I never find out anything until last minute. So, Harold, you know what? I don't want
Harold.
to talk about that right now.
We
He's.
don't want to go there
It's
anymore.
okay because he's my
It's
number one,
okay.
so it's fine. You're my
He's your
number
no,
one,
I'm your
Harold,
number one. I'm your
and then
A1.
Harold. Harold.
Not Kevin. Sorry,
Kevin.
Kevin. Kevin and Barracuda. But thank you guys for just tuning in and keeping up with us for another
Right,
episode of Just
y'all.
Talking Shit.
Well, until next week, don't forget to follow us on all the things and check out Pat Rennie. We'll post that when we post the ep, little epi, little episode for the pod. But have a good week.
See ya.